folks. I'm telling you, I am so excited today. It's been a little while since I've had a guest on. Not too long, but you know, I've been just kind of hanging out this summer and saying, wait a minute, stop it, Coach Toy. You know, let me get back into the swing of things as fall is upon us. And I have a few things happening on my end. I'm doing my career fall season 2023 series for career development, which will be streamed to YouTube. But today, and I definitely make sure that if you're not subscribing to this podcast, Speak to Me First podcast show, make sure you do, because I have awesome guests and you can go back and check out the episodes. So make sure you do that. And many of my episodes are uploaded to YouTube as well. So it's worth it, folks. I'm Coach Toy Johnson Vincent, your no sugarcoating coach. You know that, speaker, HR consultant, podcast host, soft skills trainer. And you know, I'm a native New Yorker. Do I need to tell you that every time I come on? Well, I just wanted to make sure you knew that. But I'm currently based in the greater Atlanta area, where there are some super, super phenomenal women who are bringing their A-plus game. Today is no different. I'd like to talk to you about, or introduce, and by the way, her name is Nika, N-E-K-A, Nika Arnold Scott. There's a hyphen in there, and she'll tell you if you need to have all of that. She can talk to you about who she is, what she does. But for now, let's get going, because you know, folks, it's podcast time, and that means we're on a timer. So without further ado, let me bring in Coach Nika Arnold Scott of Atlanta. Come on in, Nika. Come on in.
Hi, Coach Toy.
How are you? How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you today?
Doing all right. I love it when people come on and they have all of their merchandise. Like, you're literally wearing your merchandise right on the camera and everything else. So for those who may not pick up, you know, the camera piece, I got to tell you, folks, she's wearing it. And it says H.E.R. Well, introduce yourself, why don't you? And you know how it works. We're on broadcast time. So go ahead.
So I am Nika Arnold Scott. First of all, I want to say thank you for the opportunity to grace your platform. I appreciate that so much. But I am Nika Arnold Scott. I'm a girl raised right here on the south side of ATL. I am a Georgia peach. I am a coach. I am a speaker, author, podcaster, foodie, silly girl, all the things. Okay. I'm just your average girl raised in the South. I have been coaching, empowering, mentoring girls and women for over a decade now. I know I look 25, but you know how that goes.
Yes, you do.
But I just recently launched my new empowerment brand, which is called Her. Mm-hmm. And it stems from just me, you know, embracing my authenticity, you know, before, during, and after relationships sometimes. So I teach other women how to restore and rehab their authentic identity before, during, and after relationships, just through, you know, my personal journey and things that I've learned along the way. So that's what Her is all about. And pretty much that's what I do. And I absolutely love doing it.
And that's one of the things, you probably find this a lot because you're coaching, and I appreciate that. One thing I like about you, and I've read, you know, you have a huge social media presence, but interesting enough, the way we met, and many times what I love about Atlanta and you specifically is because you didn't hold back. You said, hey, you know, I'd love to be on your podcast show. We met at an event, which was only about a week ago, which is amazing. And that was further down south Georgia, basically middle Georgia. Warner Robins, shout out to them because they showed some love. Shout out to their Ron, Sheffield, hyphenated Brown. I got to get those hyphens in there because I'm Johnson Vincent. Oh, and hey, we deserve all parts of our names. You know how it is. But yeah, and then you were right there. You said, listen, I'm telling you, sis, I'd love to be on your podcast. And I'm paraphrasing, but folks, trust me on this one. And I hear that a lot of times, and people say, oh, you had an event. Oh, yeah, maybe I'll call you. Maybe I'll have the car. I have your card here. You know, your card is here. Okay. I mean, your smile is just, the smile you have is amazing by itself, but you were so authentic. And I felt that while you were on stage, and of course I was a panelist, and then of course you were one of the major speakers. So, you know, we really, and I'm saying we, as in the audience, we felt that, at least I know I did. So, welcome, welcome, welcome. And you say, hey, I'm on the south side of Atlanta, you know, which we don't get a lot of credit, because I'm kind of on there too. Out of the airport, why don't you hit 20 and come on up for me? It's 20 and going east and whatever. I mean, we have things going on though on this side.
Yes.
You know, empowering women, that's what you do. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. We'll go in a little bit of segments, and I promise you, you know, I won't keep you all day long because it's broadcast time, folks. It's Speak to Me First podcast show. But because you are a coach, and I just happen to be a certified life coach, can you do, definitely you serve women. Women are your primary clients, right?
That's correct.
You know, and then we had this huge pandemic thing going on for the last 3 years. And if we watch the news, that can get depressing. But I like to know, did that change anything the way you do business? Are you finding you gain more clients throughout the pandemic? Or, you know, just talk to me a little bit about that in post-pandemic for your business.
Yeah, the pandemic was really hard. I'm an in-person type of person. I'm an energy person. So when everything shut down, I had no clue on what to do next, because I'm an in-person person, you know? So it was very challenging for me. I really had to take care of my own mental health because I'm asthmatic. So all of the news I was consuming was about, you know, people that were high risk and all of these things. So I really kind of went into another place. I was kind of in a dark place during the pandemic because I was so afraid. Mm-hmm. So I didn't do a lot of coaching. I didn't do a lot of anything during the pandemic. I didn't even work my business during the pandemic. So funny enough, during the pandemic, my daughters and I just kind of started another business just for the sake of sanity. We started something called the Lip Cafe, where I made sugar lip scrubs, oils, 100% all natural lip balms and things like that, because I had to busy my mind because I was getting depressed because I couldn't go outside, I couldn't serve and all of those things. So the pandemic really hit me hard. So mm-hmm. I struggled, to be honest, through the pandemic. So in that, I did develop a digital product called Meditate and Journal, mm-hmm. right? And that's what really started to help me to cope with what was going on. And so I was still able to service some women through that digital product. So the pandemic was a blessing and mm-hmm. a curse at the same time. I had no idea what digital products were or that you could even make money in that space. So out of the pandemic came a new outlook on how to serve women. And then it also provided us another business. Mm-hmm. And I had to spend more time with myself. So it was really a rehabbing time for me, if I'm to be quite honest, Coach Toy. Like it really helped me to rehab my thinking and my way of doing business.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing too. You talk a lot, and I remember when I heard your speech and your talk at the most recent event, which again, where we actually met. A lot of times speakers, you are a professional speaker. I'm a professional speaker. Speaking is my first love. Coaching is second, just for me. Yes. Speaking is my first love. I'm sure I came out of the womb speaking on a stage or something like that. You know, and when I think about it, is that I'm an extrovert for the most part. I have my moments where I don't need to be, you know, into the spotlight. But for the most part, I kind of feel like that really hurt me throughout that time as well. Because, again, being type 2 diabetic, and I hear you on the asthma. I mean, goodness gracious, I grew up in New York, so I know what the emissions and the smoke and everything was going in my lungs back then. But So I struggle with that too, you know. Hey, shout out to, hey, if there's some asthmatics listening out here, type 2 diabetics, look, don't give us a bad rap. You know, when we say we need to breathe, we really mean it. We need to breathe.
Literally.
And even for our mental health, many of us, you know. So that's why I like you, because I knew you're just the way how you came, I could tell that you were more of that authentic person. You say what you mean, and you mean what you say. Now, in my New York state of mind, I do that too, but not to get into any trouble. I just watch how I, you know, present myself. But at any rate, I still like to be authentic. And thank you for sharing that, because there was Mental Health Awareness Month and a lot of people were struggling throughout that time and even beyond. You have a business, you're expecting to thrive and make money and be happy. That's why you went into it in the first place. But, you know, aside from that, you are still that, you didn't let that completely stop you, at least post-pandemic. You know, in helping women, you just bounce right back. And we both talk about resilience. That is one of my signature topics, resilience. Tell us, when you're speaking, I'm going to go back to the speaking part about your, you know, what you have, your repertoire, if you will. When you're speaking and you talk about resilience, are you speaking from the heart where there's something that was really about you initially that you had to overcome and you want to make sure that other women understand what you've come through, they can perhaps come through what they're going through? Is that where it, you know, is that the root of it, or is it just pretty much, no, I'm just really talking about how to bounce back in life?
No, when I'm, you know, when I'm speaking from experience.
Okay.
You know, I'm speaking from things that I literally had to overcome. What is it? I don't speak about what I know about. I speak about what I've come through. Mm. You know what I mean? And I think that the power of your testimony is more impactful than you can quote out of a book for somebody. You know, people want to know that you are life certified. Like, you got your degree, mm-hmm. your battle wounds mm-hmm. from the school of hard knocks. Like,
yes.
They want to know, have you been cheated on? You know, have you, you know, been betrayed? Mm-hmm. You know, have you been lied to? You know what I mean? They want to know, right? And so when I get to grace any stage, I like to bring that. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to let them know, hey, no, listen, I've been cheated on. You know, mm-hmm. several times.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, I know what it is to not love yourself.
Yeah.
I know what it is to not feel worthy. I know what that's like. You know, I know what it's like to be in a situation mm-hmm. where you feel like there's no out for you, mm-hmm. you know? So I know what that feels like. And a lot of times there isn't anyone that's giving voice to that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are just saying, people are sugarcoating things, right? People are just telling you what they think you need to hear or what they think will move you, right? A lot of people aren't speaking authentically.
Hmm.
You know, they don't want you to know their truth. They just want you to see the glory that they now stand in. They don't want you to know about the mud that they had to climb out of,
mm-hmm.
you know, but the mud is a part of my story.
Yeah.
You know, so the mud is what made me, not the mountaintop. The mountaintop didn't make me, the mud did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's important for us to tell people what happened to us in the mud so that they can understand, like, oh, okay, well, this isn't just me. You know, this isn't just happening to me. This didn't just happen to me. Like, she went through it, and now look at where she is. Look at how she's able to move, to carry herself, to mm-hmm. inspire other people. She's not bitter. You know, she still feels full of love and joy and, you know, happiness and resilience and strength, you know, and all of these things, right?
Right.
So I think it's important to share that mm-hmm. with other women so that they understand there's a place for them,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
know?
Because mm-hmm.
if yeah. you feel like nobody doesn't understand, you don't feel like there's a place for you.
Right.
So
right.
I feel like it's important,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially for us that have a platform
mm-hmm.
to really share truth. And so anytime I get to grace a stage, that's what I'm bringing. I'm bringing authenticity. I'm bringing truth.
Yes.
I'm bringing real life. Yeah. When Nika hits the stage.
That's right. Nika Arnold Scott. You've been listening to Nika Arnold Scott. And I'm going to put the coach. She's an author. She's a professional speaker. I'm sure she's even much more than that. She also does fabulous events. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Because I want to be on your stage one day, hopefully.
Yes.
If I pass the test, right? But, you know, the deal is here is that even speaking is, like I said, my first love. And I understand it. Because I majored in speech communication. But that was cutting out the journalism part. Because I said, you know what? I'm a better speaker than I am a writer, but that's what you tell your 18, 17 year old self, college, right? But then you say, wait a minute, I'm much older now, you know, and I too have the 25-ish. Shout out to the folks that don't look their age or whatever, hopefully. I got to tell you, when it comes to speaking about resilience or networking or collaborating or whatever we're speaking about, I still tell my story. And I think if what I'm listening to what you've just said, it's about you're telling your actual story. So it's authentic. It's about you. No one can duplicate Nika Arnold Scott. They can't duplicate Toy Johnson Vincent. But there's someone out there today, and eventually they're going to look at and or listen to this podcast show. And people will say, well, you know, you went through all of that. But my goodness, how did you survive? You know, people like you're a successful business owner, and that comes with hiccups, as we know. Sometimes the marketing and promotion doesn't go like it's supposed to. You give events. Can you just touch a bit on there's that you're trying to inspire someone perhaps to go into entrepreneurship, the entrepreneurship world? Can you give them a few, just a couple of tips on how not to get discouraged? Because you've been through, like you said, mud and all of that, but you're still standing.
Yeah. So to go back to your question about how I got through all of that, some of that did kill me. You know, they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. No, some things that I went through killed me. Right. And it killed the old me. It killed some mindsets, you know, that I had. It killed some insecurities, you know, that I had. It killed some friendships as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So a lot of what I had to go through, I now understand was necessary for the woman that I was becoming. So in order for me to become her, I had to go through some things that would allow her to stay, right? I had to go through some things that will allow her to see her work. I had to go through some things that will allow her to be able to walk away from things that no longer served her unapologetically, right?
Yes.
So in that valley, I learned the value of me. In that valley, I learned how to trust that inner voice. Right. I wear triple ones on my neck. My daughter bought this for me for Christmas last year. And the moment I opened it up from the box, I've never taken it off. And it's the number of intuition. It reminds me to trust myself. It reminds me that, no, the answers that I seek are already within me. All I have to do is tap in, listen, trust, and then move. Right. So that's how I continue to survive. Like, you don't just survive and then boom, that's it. No more trials, no more hurt. No, you are constantly surviving something.
Yes.
Right. And the most challenging part, Toy, was my mindset. That was the biggest beast that I had to overcome. And I still have to slay that beast more often, you know, than I've had to in the past, because this next level, this monster is bigger, right? Because it's requiring more faith. It's requiring more trust in self, right?
Yes.
It's requiring me to lean on what I understand to be God, right? What I understand to be my source, right? It's requiring that of me. So, and in going through this process, I encourage people to look within. A lot of times we want to look outward on people, on things, you know, to validate us, right? And to assist us in our journey. But you have everything you need inside. And once I learned how to tap in to her and allow her to speak and follow the guidance of her, then it gets easier and easier every time.
Yes. Yes. And it is a process. And I think people, you hit it right there, because people say, well, okay, you've been through it. And when I talk about, and a lot of times, like just like you, I mean, I will utilize my personal experience as an example. It doesn't mean the next person that we coach or we're speaking to in that audience, they may not get it. Maybe not that day, but I feel that I am an empowering type of speaker. You will one day sit down and say, you know what? I heard that Coach Toy say something in that particular event. I heard Coach Nika Arnold Scott say something at that event, and then they run with it. It's just like when you're growing up, somewhat similar. You know, your parent or guardian, whomever raised you, they say something when you're a child, and you say, yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you get a teenager, yeah, yeah, leave me alone. I don't want to listen, right? Classic. But now I'm starting to understand what my mother meant when she was telling me what not to do. Or how to do something more in a different type of way. So we get stubborn, but a lot of times our audience are stubborn, but we love our audience. So thank you so much for even pouring into, you know, even last week. I'm sure someone there, many people there, multiple people, just like you are a multi-author, which is why I'm going to spill into the multi thing. I'm telling you, folks, you've been listening to my guest today. She's awesome. She's sporting her merch. She's wearing it, folks. H-E-R. H.E.R. And by the way, folks, if you can't see it or you're only listening, eventually, I got to tell you, it's in capital letters. So, hey, just deal with that, okay? Now, let's spill over to the next thing. And that is, and it's, I mean, you're just multi everything here. Talk to us. Now, you have a number of books. What are the books, just briefly, what are they about and how have they helped your clients or even people you never met? They bought it, they called you, or they did a review, you know?
Yes. So I'll start with the book that I have for girls. It's called The Butterfly Diet, which is how I got started in all of this. I started out as an empowerment coach for girls.
Oh, show the book. Go ahead and show it. Go ahead and show it while we're
talking. Oh, that one I don't have.
Oh, okay.
This one is the one I have for women.
Okay.
But The Butterfly Guide is my book for girls between the ages of 8 to 12 years old. Mm-hmm. And it teaches them how to love themselves. It teaches them about etiquette. It teaches them about self-esteem. It teaches them about social media etiquette as well. And that's how I first started. That was the first book I ever wrote, right? It was for girls. And then I eventually went on to write a book for women. It did not start out as a book. I was just writing. I'm a writer downer, I like to say. Mm-hmm. I'm a journaler. I also like to say that about myself. And so I started out just writing. And I asked one of my girlfriends, and I don't even know, I guess it was God. I asked her, you know, if I could send her something for her to read and just let me know what she thought. Mm-hmm. And so she asked me, are you writing a book? And I was like, no. I too did not think I was a writer, right?
Yeah.
She was like, Nika, this sounds like a book. And I was like, but it's not. And she said, I think you should think about publishing it. I said, but it's not a book. Mm-hmm. And she said, I think it is. She was like, do you have more? And I was like, well, yeah. She was like, can I read more? You know, and that's just how it, you know, kind of started. And that is A Woman's Guide. Oh, there it is.
Yes.
A Woman's Guide Unmasking Her Authenticity. And this book is about your journey to self-acceptance and self-love. My journey, right? Mm-hmm. And in it, it's filled with, you know, affirmations. It's filled with assignments, which I call action steps. As well, it requires you to look inward. There's an interview in here. Mm-hmm. There's a contract in here that you sign, you know, for yourself, with yourself,
yes,
as well. So this book is all about your journey to self-love and self-acceptance. And so this was first in 2018, and then I updated it, and then in 2022 I added the journal. So this is a woman's journal to unmasking her authenticity. It's 220 affirmations, I am affirmations inside of this, inside of this journal. So I like to say this is the work and the journal is the documentation, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah. And by the way, for those who will listen, they'll know it's out there. You can get that on Amazon or
you can everywhere. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on my website, thelifeinrehab.com. Mm-hmm. Go to Rehab Tools, and all of my products are listed there on my website.
Yeah, thewifeyrehab.com.
Yes.
Bam. Wow. That's a whole nother, you know, we'll be bringing you back on that one because... There's some people out there that needs to understand what about the wifey rehab. But, you know, as soon as you said the word wifey, yep, and then you said rehab, wow, when you put those together, it's got to be something that people need to hear. There was I'm not going to even age myself, but I guess I will, because Betty Wright, and she says, hey, people have to hear about it, Betty. So that's what they're talking about. You got to go out, folks, please. This is Coach Nika Arnold-Scott. Honestly, there's not even enough time in the world to capture everything that you do. And but we will make sure that people understand where they can get that information. One of the things I like what you just said, and I'm going to take you back a minute. You said, first of all, the first book was really for girls, and the ages were between 8.
Yes, to 12.
To 12. Interesting. Yes. About that, because when I think about my 8-year-old self, especially 12, woo-wee, there is a lot of things going on there, you know, and but now you, like myself, you know, primarily are women is who the clients are who are attracted to me, you know, and they want me to say, hey, can you help me navigate my career and or life skills journey? And the first thing I say is, let me tell you a little bit about mine. And so I start with childhood. Not everything is trauma, but some of us really do and had trauma. And I was clearly no different. And some of it was there, but nobody figured it out. And I figured it out myself. But unfortunately, it was as I became an adult. And one of the things between that 8 and 12, that's when I figured, well, I struggled with mathematics in school. You know, but I've always had the gift of gab. I've always been able to go out. I was in an all-girls singing group in Brooklyn, New York. Shout out to Quadrophonics. We lost one of our members last year. But, you know, and we still couldn't find somebody else. But you know, we're just two of us still here. And we both have come through some amazing, you know, things in terms of trauma. And one of the things I pull from is the learning challenge. Okay. And I say, listen, if you don't get that math right about that fourth grade, you know, 9 years old, whatever, some people 10 years old, fourth and fifth grade, you may have some real issues when you become an adult. So, you know, that's where tutoring and mentoring. And I just feel that, you know, young girls really do need mentors. And young boys, too. Don't get me wrong, because we all have some sort of thing going on. But that's one of the things that I'd love to talk about. And I'll be doing a live on that. I've done some, you know, speaking on that behind the scenes. But I want to bring that to the forefront. When you were talking to addressing the 8 to 12 year olds, what was the number one thing that you found? Even if you look back at yourself, what was the number one thing you found was the struggle? Without being intrusive. I mean, yeah, was it self? Okay.
Self-confidence, self-esteem.
Yes.
Know, when you are not accustomed to hearing affirmations, when you don't know that you matter, when you don't know that you set the standard, right? That is a slippery slope because you begin to look externally and all things externally are more attractive to you than what your internal compass is telling you, right?
Yeah.
Because you were never taught how to listen to that, right? You were never affirmed. Mm-hmm. So when someone tells you, "Ooh, you're so pretty," you know, you think that's love, right? So when you're missing that, you kind of grow up on a cracked foundation, right? So it's very challenging for you to love yourself when you don't know who you are. You don't know the foundation of which you are built, right?
Yeah.
That's a challenge. So for me, experiencing bullying, experiencing a lack of self-confidence, self-esteem, a lack of being affirmed in my environment, in my home, really created a struggle for me. And I'm finding that that's more common than my 8-year-old self really realized, because the women that were 8 years old when I was 8 years old are now the same age as me. And we're having these conversations and it's like, oh, wow, I wasn't the only one. I thought I was the only one, you know? So I'm finding that a lack of self-esteem and a lack of self-worth and confidence are truly, truly the core of what young girls are experiencing right now. And even then, this was 10 plus years ago. You know, I stopped leading my nonprofit in 2018. But up until that time, that was the commonality, you know, of all girls. It doesn't matter where you lived. It doesn't matter what your parents did, what school you went to, what type of grades you made, and all of that. It was common.
And I think that it's really important that people understand that, and especially young girls, yes, you're not the only one that may be, but you need to tell somebody if you're going through something. That's very important to speak up, because a lot of times, where they hold something in, we've held it in as little girls. Honestly, even as an adult, you know, I have things right now that I'm thinking, no, I don't want to talk about that. I'm a professional speaker. Why wouldn't I want to talk about it? Because either one, I'm not ready, or it's still some level of fear. And that's where, you know, again, this could be Coach's Corner talk right now, but, you know, and it's the truth. And I'm glad that we brought, you know, I brought it up because I wanted to understand, you know, even as a young girl, and people say, but you're doing all of this now. I didn't know you were sort of shy. You didn't. No, my core friends, about four of us, we're still alive, and they know. They'll tell you, oh boy, you just seem like one of the most either shyest persons on the planet. Everybody else was doing something. My mom said, hey, come on across from across that street. The street lights coming on and all of this, yelling out the window, toy. They teased me until this day. I said, but my mother knew something that I didn't know, and that's why she called me in before everybody else can go in, and I just stomped my way right back across the street, you know, and you feel embarrassed. But as an adult, we go through things too that we can feel somewhat fearful about and we don't talk about. But in the interest of mental health awareness and self-acceptance, no matter what you're doing, I think your books will help a lot of people, and also your talk. So that's awesome. So before we wrap up, again, you've been listening, folks. I'm telling you, I can't say it enough to Coach, author, speaker, and yes, she is a fellow podcast host. Yes, she is. She'll be becoming more active with that too as well, and you'll find a lot of information on her website, which she'll share. But, you know, thank you to the international audience as well as national audience for listening today. We've been listening to Coach, speaker, author, podcast host. Nika Arnold Scott. Yeah, we're not gonna need to bring you back. We will need to bring you back. There's never enough time. But before you go, I wanted to find out, do you have some things coming up where people can, you know, go to your event, or attend your event, or you have some things that you can share? Because, you know, we keep a lot under the vest.
I know, close to the chest, right?
Yeah.
So right now, the only thing that I have coming up are going to be my monthly meetups, which are called Her Circle. And this is a candid conversation circle for women, all walks of life, in relationships, not in relationships, situationships and entanglements, wherever you fall, girl, we accept you, okay? So I'll be starting that November the 12th, and it's going to be monthly. I found that we need a safe place. We need a place where we can go and not be judged and just have real talk, real conversations. So that's what Her Circle is going to be about. Just a place for you to come have candid conversation. Everything is confidential, of course. And we're going to be there to uplift, support, and celebrate each other. And just letting you know that your presence matters, that what you're going through matters to you. So it matters to us as well. So Her Circle will be starting up November the 12th, and it's going to be monthly thereafter. Other than that, I'll be planning a retreat for early next year as well, April, May, roundabout there. But I'll be announcing the more details about that in the coming months. And then early January 1st, I always start a Love Your Damn Self Challenge. We do it for the whole month of January. And each day, you know, I'm coming on live and I'm talking about how to love yourself more deeply, and giving the first 31 days of the year to yourself and to your self-care, to your mental health and wellness. So I do that every year. This year will be my fourth year doing it. Wow. So I'm super excited about that. Excited about that. I always look forward to the beginning of the year because that's my time. I pour into me for the first 31 days of the year. So that's on my website as well.
Wow. And tell people again, where can they find that information? Your website again, go ahead.
So my website is the wifey, W-I-F-E-Y, rehab.com.
Ooh, the wifey. You got it?
The wifey. Yes.
Yes. And the for wifey. People who keep saying, well, does it matter if somebody's married or not married? Or because when people hear wifey, they believe that it's just for women that may be married, or does it matter?
Right, and that's why, you know, the name is catchy. Typically, a wifey is someone that is not a wife.
Right.
So that's kind of like the misconception of it. It's like, oh, well, it's for wives. No, the wifey rehab is for women, okay, because we help women to rehab and restore her authentic identity before, during, and after relationships. So wherever in that mix you find yourself, the wifey rehab is for you.
Yes. And when they go on that website, they can find out about your book, where to purchase your book, where to purchase your merchandise and everything. The sweatshirt, t-shirts, everything. Okay. Excellent. Yes. Excellent. Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Well, you are a woman of all trades. Yes, you are. And a beautiful one at that. Folks, look, if you don't get to see the video, okay, I got to tell you, her smile is just amazing. It really is. Lights up the room, you know, really it does. And of course, I enjoy conversing with you as well, because I found we have a lot of similarities. And, you know, I listened to your speech, like I said, that's my love. So I listen to people, you know, not just speak, but I like to listen to other professional speakers and even amateur speakers, to be honest with you, because I've been in the game for a while. Like I said, yeah. I came out of the womb speaking, but actually, you know, trained or educated on speaking and communication. But we all develop our own style. Before you leave today, can you just please give the audience at least two tips, something that has to do with encouraging them as whatever they may be going through, and the importance of self-care? You have the floor.
Oh, yes, the importance. Self-care is vital, right? Self-care is vital. And self-care isn't just, you know, going, get your hair done, nails done. That's cosmetic, right? Self-care sometimes is saying no. Self-care sometimes is, you know, taking a walk. You know, choosing you is self-care, right? So we've grown up in an age where they say, oh, if you just think about yourself, you're selfish. I am, and it's okay, right? It's okay for me to take care of me. Delta Airlines and all the airlines, they got it right when they say, put your mask on first before you try to help anyone else. So if you don't fill up your cup first, there's nothing for you to serve people. So fill up your cup so that what's in your cup is for you, and what overflows into the saucer is for everybody else.
Wow. Woo, the next sentence. Look, I'm not even a flyer, but you have me convinced I should start doing it. one of my biggest fear, please, is flying. But holy cow, the way, you know, you may get a call from Delta today. You just never know, just based on how you... We are always doing our thing. We know how to do it. So, but that is important, very much. And I think for people who have busy schedules, hectic schedules, families, there are many women with children who are of school age, and they're going through it, and they have to remember to take care of themselves first. But I get it, you know, because with children, you have to make sure that they are continued to be safe. And then you want to say, okay, as long as my kids can eat, as long as they have a roof over their head, I'm good. But are you really?
No, you're
are
not.
Are you really?
You're not. And so, I have a school age child. My youngest child, I have four children. My youngest is 11. My oldest is 26.
Wow.
So I understand all about that. But early on, I had to teach my children how I want it to be treated, right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't bombard me with your whole life. I'm still a person, right? Mm-hmm. I'm still Nika. Mom is just one of the titles that I have. That's mm-hmm. just one of the roles. But I still need something for myself. So, you know, when I was working a 9-to-5, there was a rule. For the first 30 minutes that I arrived, I don't want to hear about who did what, who broke what, who needs what, where they need to go. 30 minutes. Don't bother me. I don't have any answers to any questions. I don't know. For 30 minutes. And that was my time to just take a breath, right? And become aware of the role switch, right? From 9-to-5, driving in traffic, arriving home. Like, there has to be a moment where you just... Right? Yeah. Like, I need that. Please. Okay? Unless you want an explosion. Give me the time. Right? And I had to honor. Right? I had to learn how to honor what I had set in place.
Right.
So when they saw me honoring it, they too began to honor. You know?
Yeah.
So even for my working moms, you know, set boundaries. It's okay. Set boundaries in love, and everybody will adjust.
Yeah, we talked about that last week at the event. I was on that stage too with the other panelists. The answers, the questions came to us, and they wanted to know, you know, boundaries. Yes, let's talk about it. And it's okay, because we want you to just have that fire in the belly to do what you need to do, get things done, achieve your goals. As coaches, we want to see you succeed. I say to potential client, I call everybody a client. As long if you call me, you're my client right now. Let's just talk about it. Because even if it's 30 minutes complimentary, I've already coached you. You know, so I'm coming with my A-plus game, but I want people to understand that they need to, have they looked into themselves really deeply before they sought out a coach or a mentor? Because a lot of the answers they already have. We're just helping you navigate those or let you see things in a different way. We don't tell you what to do. Coach Nika, Coach Toy, we're not telling you what to do. And I'm a no sugarcoating coach. I don't sugarcoat it, but I do tell you with respect, diplomatically, this is the way I see this for you, but you, capital Y-O-U, have to make the ultimate decision. And that's what we do. And I think we both do that great. So I just hope that we'll be able to connect again soon. Maybe it's at an event again, since we're kind of somewhat in the area. So, but I have your information. You have mine. You know, we don't want to be strangers and not strangers to the show. If you have another book coming out in 2024 or your event that's coming up, and, you know, just let me know. We can bring you back on and you can talk about that as well. And one thing you mentioned in November, initially, is that a virtual, is that through Zoom or virtual platform, or is that in person, the monthly meetup?
That's in person.
Okay, so it's at a selected venue on the south side, or it could be anywhere of Atlanta?
Yeah, our initial one is on the south side, but we plan to just kind of spread it out and travel for those that are coming from, you know, different parts of the city. We definitely want to make it central where, you know, people can get to it easily.
Yeah.
But this first one is going to be on the south side.
On November 12th.
November 12th.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, November 12th.
Is that what day is that on?
It's a Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, then, and let me know if you need speakers. Hello. Let me just toot my own horn over here. I know it's your show, it's your venue and everything, but I always ask. We have to ask.
Yes. I'm big on collaboration.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what, Coach Nika? Anything else you want to say before we close? It's a wrap for me, but my guests are the most important people on here.
Thank you. I would just end this by saying, becoming the most authentic version of you is not about finding yourself. It's about remembering who you already are.
Oh, you had to do it. I won't be able to go to another meeting today. I'm done. Thank you. I'm empowered. I'm good for the entire day and maybe the week. Thank you so much. Listen, Coach Nika Arnold Scott, you got it. Thank you so much for being a guest on Speak to Me First podcast show. I hope you enjoyed chopping it up with me today as much as I did
with you.
And don't worry, when the episode comes out, I'll be certainly sharing it with the world. Like I said, folks, we're in roughly 23 countries right now. National audience as well as international. They will hear your information. And folks, for those of you, including the two people on here, yeah, I know I'm supposed to subscribe to my own show. Make sure you subscribe to the show so that when new episodes come out, not only will you hear Coach Nika Arnold Scott's episode, but you'll hear the previous ones. And I've been rolling with this for 3 years now. So I'm excited for what's new to come. And all blessings to you and your events and endeavors for 2023 going into 2024. Have a great week.
Coach
Nika, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
You can go. Okay. All right. So there you have it. I'm telling you, folks, that's what I love. Coach Nika Arnold Scott. She came with her A-plus game. That's who I love. Oh, my goodness. All of my guests do this, but every one of my guests are unique. Will you be the next guest? Let me know. She dropped the gems today. Coach Nika Arnold Scott dropped the gems. She dropped them last week when I met her at Superwoman Still Standing. Shout out to that gracious host, Theron Sheffield Brown out of Macon, Warner Robins, Macon area, Middle Georgia. They were in the house. Shout out to all those vendors. You were wonderful. And I appreciate all those that hopefully whatever gems that I drop throughout my time of being a panelist on that particular stage, I hope that you were able to at least get some examples and take some of those gems and run with it. That's what the hope is. We don't just talk to be talking. I'm a professional speaker. That's great. It's great to be a paid speaker. That's fantastic. But the content is there for you. The content isn't there for me. I create it so that I can share and empower, inspire, motivate the world globally, not just nationally, but internationally. Just like my podcast show, Speak to Me First podcast show, is international as well. And I definitely want to say again to my international guests, I really do appreciate you, the time difference, the time zones, the everything, and being able to subscribe to my podcast show is the ultimate thank you. For me, So what did we learn today? Well, I'm telling you, I learned a lot about Coach Nika. Yeah, N-E-K-A, Nika Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D - Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Make sure you check out her website, okay? And, be honest with yourself, When you're reading the book or you're working in the journal, jot things down that really helped you. And not only that, learn how to share your information. Learn how to share what you've learned. Because there's someone out there. It may be a family member. It may be a friend. Anyone, right? Someone that you know or you haven't known for very long. And whatever she, as in Coach Nika said today, you need to pick that up. I mean, look, the information is free. It's at your fingertips. Go to the recording, listen to what she said, jot some things down, and start to try to apply that to your everyday life and your model of life. That's what I do. And some of the things that she said today, I will definitely do that as well. Like I said, even a motivational speaker like myself needs motivation from time to time. Where do we get it? We get it from other motivational speakers for coaching, right? She's a coach. I'm a coach. And they say, well, when I started coaching in 2018, one of the reasons it was like, well, everyone was doing it. And, you know, and then a lot of us became certified and then we were really doing it. And then some of us are getting paid really a lot of money to coach. Okay. You know, and that's always my hope. Right. And this is why I say to you, you know, be your authentic self, but you need to be able to learn and train yourself to receive information. It's not about just putting it out, but it's about to receive it and then execute it to the best of your ability. Not every coach is for everyone. You have to find the right coach that's for you, someone that there is a match. I may be that match for you. I focus on career development, professional development, organizational development, and it goes like this. If there's something going on in your career life, your job, if you will, a lot of that, especially if it's negative, can spill over into your personal life. And those are the things that I talk about and hash out with you, right? And to help you try to navigate that space so that you become even more successful than you already are before you even sit down with me for that 30-minute complimentary coaching call. So that's what I wanted to say today. What's up next for me? You know what's up next for Coach Nika. Remember, she's going to have those monthly meetings starting November 12th. Make sure you head over to her website, right? And for me, you know, I'm doing the career development series, the fall series, F-A-L-L, fall season 2023 career development series. Make sure you go to my YouTube channel, Toy Johnson Vincent. Okay, Toy Johnson Vincent, YouTube, hashtag no sugarcoating coach, pull either or, hashtag no sugarcoating coach, and you'll be able to find me, or Toy Johnson Vincent. Pull up the most recent videos, but definitely pull up the lives, because I do this live for the career series. Pull up the live, okay? Make sure, L-I-V-E, don't start looking around and say, I can't find it. Oh, she said it was on here. Pull up the live, and you'll see that they're on there. And then, of course, go back for years. There's over 100 videos there that pertains to both career and personal growth and development topics. You cannot beat this. It's on YouTube and it's free. It costs you absolutely nothing. Yes, it costs you time, but time is of the essence. And if you're like me, this is the way I see it. I spend time, and I don't mind spending time if they are conversations of value. I'll say it again. Conversations of value. That's the way I like to spend my time. And hopefully you like to spend your time like that as well. All right. Because I'm not here to waste it. No. Let's get it together before 2024 hits. If you think you're going to get laid off, why are you still sitting there? Why haven't you sent out those resumes? Why haven't you looked up a mentor or a coach? Why? Head over to Toy Johnson Vincent. I'm right there on LinkedIn, inbox, and invite me to speak, inspire, motivate, and empower. But most importantly, if you are looking for some career development tips or tools and you want to talk to me for that 30-minute complimentary coaching call, let's do this so that you have the best career journey going forward in 2024. Now, what will I be talking about tonight on YouTube at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time? Today is October 23rd, 2023, all right? 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you check out my YouTube channel. Just pull me up, Toy Johnson Vincent, and join over. Check me out live. It will be live. You can comment and like and share and all of that. I appreciate you, but make sure you subscribe right now as soon as you get this, right? And I'll be talking about workplace bullying. Bullying in the workplace. That will be my topic tonight, right? It's usually about 45 minutes or something like that. But it will be live. Eventually, if you miss it, make sure you do hashtag replay so I know that you did. Comment. And again, LinkedIn and Facebook, my Facebook page, LinkedIn, Twitter, all of that. I'm there. Pretty much if you want to invite me to speak at your upcoming event, I am a speaker for hire. Remember, hashtag speaker for hire. Yes, I've done freebies. That is absolutely correct and true. But I am a speaker for hire, meaning I'm a paid speaker for hire. You know, do I have to say more? But you know, I'm the no sugarcoating coach. So of course I don't sugarcoat it, right? Excuse me. But listen, thank you so much for joining and listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. Say it again. Speak to Me First podcast show. Yep, it's one of the best out there. Don't sleep. Subscribe to the podcast show and perhaps you'll be a guest. As I say when I end all of my broadcasts, success is in your future. Bye for now.
Hey, Toy Johnson Vincent here, your no sugarcoating coach. Welcome to another episode of Speak to Me First podcast show. Speak to Me First podcast show. So nice I had to say it twice. How are you really doing out there? You know, I really, really would like to know. So make sure you message. Let me know how you're doing in your wonderful world of career-wise, as well as maybe your entrepreneurship journey. You know, what's been going on? Have you been meeting or exceeding your goal for 2023 going into 2024? And if not, have you thought about why you haven't? You know, it's a lot of reflection. Most people will say, wait a minute, I can do all of that reflection in January. I don't really need to do, or I don't need to reflect right now. It's not important. Let me just get through 2023 and then focus on 2024. Well, you know, there's always good and bad to almost everything, right? If you decide that, you know, you don't even want to think about 2024, you haven't written anything down, you don't have any plans in place or strategies or anything like that, then, you know, you might be setting yourself up for something a lot more than you bargained for, meaning what about your success track record? So, and again, we all define success in very different ways. So, you know, it's just something to think about. But hey, today, really doing the end of the year check-in. That's what it's all about today, you know, with my talk today. And, you know, I've been thinking about it myself. Like, how realistic is it for me to continue making all of these goals at the beginning of each and every year, only to perhaps get at least 90% of them. And sometimes as low as maybe 85% of them really done and complete in the manner of which they should be. And then the others kind of sit on the back burner going into the next year. And I'll say, oh, I'll get to that next year. You know, but how I do it is really strategize. I try to put strategies in place for almost everything. We can't, you know, sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. It's just do it. That's it. You know, no plan, no strategy, just do it. Because, again, everybody's brain works very differently. Maybe your brain tells you, you need everything written down, you need everything in order, you need everything a certain way. And then somebody else might say, oh, I don't need any order. I don't need anything written down. I just do what I do and love the way I do it. You love the way you conduct business. You love the way, and love versus like, or like versus love, whatever word you want to say. You know, you're fine with your career journey. You're fine with your entrepreneurship journey the way it is. And most often you look back and you say, you know what? I never really planned for it. I never really had a particular strategy. I just did it. And you were successful, or at least the outcome was a success story. And my goodness, don't we love a success story? I mean, you gotta love your own success story. But I get it. There's a lot of times and things that, you know, people will say, no, I don't need all of that planning. So they don't really seek out a coach to help them plan or navigate or anything like that. They just do their own thing. And of course, you know, individually, we are, you know, we certainly can do whatever we want, right? Because we, you, myself, we all have a limit to what we want to accomplish in a certain amount of time, how we are going to feel about it from an emotional intelligence standpoint, how will we feel about the results if we didn't take action, you know, and that could include some planning behind it. So those are the things that I think about. I'm like, well, if I don't plan for this, I don't know what's going to happen. If I don't answer, you know, so many, so this millions of emails, what's the worst that could happen? You know, it's always the what if factor that plays into how we do business, how we conduct business, how you handle your own business, your organization. If you are leading an organization, is that how you handle business in your organization? You know, whatever it is, you're making those decisions. But what you have to remember is that if you are holding yourself accountable and or your team accountable individually, like someone like myself, like I said, I have to hold my own self accountable. And I said this just recently when I was speaking to a group, you know, about holding your own self accountable. And that comes down to, well, it's the end of the year or it's near the end of the year. We may get into wonderful celebratory mode. You know, we're all hoping for, of course, good health, you know, good job, good career, excellent job, excellent career, superb business. Maybe you're a new entrepreneur out there and you want it right. And maybe you fall short. You fell short a bit. You know, business didn't go as planned. And you had a plan, a business plan specifically, but it just didn't pan out on the financial end. So these things can and will happen, but the thing is, how will you feel about it, you know, in the new year? So the first thing I say is, you know, don't beat yourself up about what you haven't done already, and you only have it maybe 2 weeks or so at best to do what you need to do for 2023, to actually say that project was completed, you exceeded the goal, you exceeded the time limit for that particular project. You may have been collaborating with someone or what have you, but either way, it was a project designed specifically to be completed in the year 2023, not January 1, 2024. That's a whole new year. No matter how you look at it, you say, well, yeah, I just did it 24 hours ago. You know, or I just did this 24 hours ago. We're standing at January 1 and you're telling everybody, well, I did it. I finished it today. So shouldn't that count that I actually finished and completed a project as it relates to 2023, the year before? Well, you think about that for a minute and then answer. And so I'm thinking, you know, on one hand, you say, look, it's January 1. Why can't I get credit? I was working on a project in 2023. I exceed, well, you didn't exceed the goal if you completed it in January 2024, but eventually you met the goal, right? And if the goal was supposed to be a time frame of 2023 and December 31st rolled around and you just weren't there, you didn't get it done. And, you know, it's amazing, but sometimes all we have is time. And, you know, time and what were the circumstances surrounding the fact that you did not complete that project or even exceed the goal in 2023. And so those are the things that you have to think about and wonder, could I have done something differently for a different outcome? And then I will tell you, okay, you completed January 1. It was a project you've been working on for a very long time, for months. You've employed other people. You've collaborated with other people. They did their part. You thought you were going to have your part completely ready. Everybody else got there then in 2023. And then you're letting the team or the group know, guess what? And this is if it's a group or team project. Guess what? I won't have mine done, my part, until January 2024, on January 1st to be exact. And then if you're an individual contributor, right, like myself, I have to hold myself accountable for every single thing. So I set goals. I try to exceed the goal. You know, and a lot of times, I'm not even trying to meet the goal. I'm actually starting out trying to exceed the goal. But that, again, is just the way my brain works. And because we all think differently, we all have a different perspective in life and how we do things. What is going to work for one will not work for the other. So there's no real judgment. You just do what you do and get it done. I think coaching and mentoring helps in a lot of ways. If you're doing individual projects, perhaps you want to work on a book project or something that you've never done. Maybe you want to start a nonprofit organization, whatever. You need to do a lot of research, and that involves talking to multiple people who are already doing what you want to do, right? So people are not always available on your time frame and different things. So anything can sort of hinder us from getting to the goal, and the goal is whatever you set it to be. It's not a secret. It's only if you're holding yourself accountable and it's all about your own personal goals for your career, your personal goals for your business, then you have to work on that. And each and every year, you have to expect there will be challenges. You may get up some morning and say, I don't want to do it. I don't even want to work on that particular project today. But someone is counting on you to give them some results. And if it's not someone and it's all about you and your project, your personal project, for you to set, maybe you have your own professional goals, right? Then you're going to feel some kind of way. You may feel a bit like, oh my goodness, you're talking to yourself saying, I know I should have done this, I should have gotten this done, but I allowed X, Y, and Z to get in front of me, and now you're struggling to keep up with the time thing. And a lot of times, honestly, it's just time management. It's not even about whether it's your personal goal or not, or who's a part of your goals, if you're on a team, you work at an organization. A lot of it, realistically, is time management. And time management will creep into the crevices of all of our world. You know, you're sitting in your home office, or whatever you're doing, that's your world. And time, and you think, well, nobody understands, you know, oh, I didn't get to eat my lunch today. This is just out there. Maybe you didn't get to eat lunch today, or you did get to eat lunch, but it wasn't the lunch that you thought you were going to have because you didn't have time to go to a restaurant or sit down or anything. And now what are you doing? Just stuffing food really fast down your throat. You're in a rush mode, which can creep into some anxiety because all you know is that you need to get something done. And now it's the end of the year. Everybody wants something from you. So-and-so wants an email return. You name it. Phone calls, emails, setting up time for your Zoom meetings, setting up time for your Teams meeting. Everything inclusive can go awry without good time management. So I say maybe one of the goals, for the new year, if you think about it, from a business perspective, a personal perspective, maybe the goal should be more about time management so that most projects, if you're involved in a team or group or organization or, individual goals, you'll be able to manage it a lot better. You will set the timer. You will utilize your calendars, your online calendars. Some people have 2 or 3 different calendars because they're working on 2 or 3 different projects and they don't want to get their meetings, their Zoom and team meetings mixed up. Has that ever happened to anyone out there? It doesn't take much for you to say, oh, I thought I had that appointment, but it really was this and it was that. And come to find out, you may have missed an opportunity to converse with someone who could have actually helped you exceed your goal for the year. So going into 2024, I already said it. I've seen it out there, hashtag, do more in 2024. I'm saying hashtag have more in 2024. Hashtag have more with a capital M-O-R-E. In 2024. So that's the way that I'm going to, at least my approach. And I say this today, it might mean I may tweak that a bit, depending on what's going on in my life. If I have to tweak something, that's the best thing about planning, that if you do plan something and your time management, etc., you can always go back and tweak it a bit. Because you already have it down. It's on your calendar. It's somewhere else. Maybe you talk to someone about it. It's a project or what have you. You're excited about the new year. And you will get things done. And you will get them on time. Or you will exceed the goal. Or the time goal, just to be specific. You will exceed it. And you probably or should feel like, wow, this is awesome. Every time you do it, it's another awesome feeling. I'll tell you one other thing. Make sure that you are celebrating the small wins and the large ones. The small goal and the large goal. You go into a restaurant, they ask you, you want a small, medium, large? Well, these days now, everything is large. Everything is jumbo. There's no, when you say small, well, everything is, they're charging you with a large price, but the containers look small, right? So in life, a lot of things look large, well, wait, what happened? They used to be large. You used to get a whole lot of things in one package. And so if you want everything right for you to come in one nice, and neat package for the year 2024, then you may have to accessorize your goals. Meaning you need to add on some things, try some different strategies and movements around your goal, and not just rely on, the previous year. Whatever you did, it that didn't work. And whatever did work, okay, that's fine. You can bring some things. But when you look at a new year, look at something new overall. Look at life as new. It's a new beginning. And that you're grateful to have the opportunity to actually accomplish more than what you did the previous year. Because we cannot get that year back. 2023 is or will be gone. And when it's 2024, you can only look back in the conversation and say, oh, yeah, I used to do this, or back in 2020 something, I used to do this and that or the other. And then, again, you're talking past tense. And that's what you need to remember. It's past tense. Right? So, you know, that's really the great thing that I like about the new year. New Year's goals. And some people don't set goals, or they say New Year's resolutions. What are your New Year's resolutions? If you have any, feel free, drop them in the comments when you're rating this show a 5. Because for me, the goal is to get more subscribers. That's a goal for my podcast show, Speak to Me First podcast show. You know, more followers and on all social media platforms. But this platform in particular is very different than just my traditional social media platforms. You know, my YouTube channel, aspiring to gain more followers. What does that mean for me? That means you have to continue to put out new content. Not only just content, but content that really, you know, just makes people want to listen to your content, and that they find it really a great tool for them, whatever's going on in their life, they feel that they can utilize your information. And not only that, but to share the information. Share, like, and subscribe. You talk to any podcasters, YouTubers, you name it. I mean, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for opportunities to grow the audience and bring new and improved content. And a lot of things change. Life changes. So a lot of our content has to change. Doesn't mean your style is changing, because your style is just who you are. I'm the No Sugarcoating Coach. My style is not going to change. My content may be tweaked a bit, you know, again, but as my audience grows. And that's both nationally as well as international audience. Which, by the way, thank you. You've been listening to me, Toy Johnson Vincent, the No Sugarcoating Coach. You're listening to Speak to Me First podcast show, where all of my content is customized for you. Capital Y-O-U. Because you are important. So when it comes to 2024, what are your expectations? After everything you heard today, what are your expectations, and where do you think 2024 will take you? And on that note, where are you going to take 2024? Because the year has already been determined. But what are your plans? Do you have any? You have some resolutions that you think will help you this time around, going into a new year, brand new year? Because 2024 is waiting for you to knock on that door in 2024. There's another hashtag. Knocking on the door in 2024. Hashtag No Sugarcoating Coach. And of course, the show, Speak to Me First podcast show. Well, I'm really wishing you a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. A very healthy and safe holiday season. And a prosperous holiday season. And of course, a new year. 2024. What will you do in 2024? Do you expect hashtag have more in 2024? We shall see. I'm Toy Johnson Vincent. Don't forget 5-star ratings. Don't forget subscribe share, and like the show. I appreciate all my audience today, and I also appreciate the fact that you keep coming back to Speak to Me First podcast show. Listeners, you are awesome. If you want to learn more about me and my multiple stories of hashtag resilience, TJV empowers you, the letter U.com. Again, www.TJVEmpowersYou.com. Connect with me on all social media platforms, including Facebook, LinkedIn. If you're interested in a 30-minute complimentary coaching call before the new year is up, make sure you connect with me on LinkedIn, a professional website. And again, Facebook, I have a page and profile. You can connect with me there. Of course, Instagram. And of course, like and subscribe to my YouTube channel, where currently I have the career series. The fall season 2023 is uploaded. So again, more to come on that. And as we are going to move it on, and moving out of 2023, I too want hashtag have more in 2024. Thanks for listening to Speak to Me First podcast show. You are appreciated, and success is in your future. Bye for now.